I at Westside Park watch the Cubs and the Tigers with the nickel we've got. World Series won, the Cubs played great. October 14th, 1908. Winning baseball's all we've known. The horse and buggy took us home. The motor car's just been invented. So begins the plague that God has sent us.
And he's an angry God. A very, very angry God. A righteously pissed off angry God.
Wrigley Field, Chicago. This is the breeding ground for Cubs fever. It's a summertime malady that causes high temperature. The only cure is a pennant. The Cubs have been searching for that cure since 1945. They've won games impossible to win. They've lost games impossible to lose. They've threatened to run away with the pennant. They've threatened to blow the whole world.
Nine years of Cub losses. We Cubby fans must bear our crosses. Cursed by goats and a guy with glasses. Our front office run by asses. The Sox have won, both red and white. Parade downtown, an awful sight. Baker fired, lose our guy. 99 years of losses rolling by.
Well, again, everybody, Harry Carey at Wrigley Field on this noteworthy night indeed. Here we go. This game is underway.
69, amazing Mets. 84, through Durham's legs. Garvey, Garvey, effing Garvey. 2003, and Bartman, sorry. 98, Braves shut the door. Lost 7-9, 2004. 89, Will Clark must die. 99, Cubby season's rolling by.
Jack Rickhouse back with you once again. As Milt Pappas, trying not only for a no-hitter, he's trying for a perfect game. Ball three, strike two, two outs. Perfect game on the line. No hitter on the line. Watch it. It's a ball. And Pappas is in range. Ball four. There goes the perfect game. The no hitter is still intact. Milt Pappas doing a bird.
Pappas pitching. Perfect game. Fat ass Fremming behind the plate. Sammy Sosa corked his bat. Ron Santo is scared of a little black cat. We gave Brock for Broglio. Jose Cardinals got a big afro. Ekin Maddox went bye-bye. Centuries frustration flying by. 99 years of Cub losses. Embrano's pitch count, 85 tosses. Playoffs here, our fate is sealed. A boy was just named Wrigley Field. 99 years we've been frustrated. A goat has been eviscerated. All these years that I have wept. Oh my God, we've just been swept!
99 years that I have seen, each losing season, one bad dream. I'm ready to join Harry Carey. Hey, hey, Brickhouse, I won't tarry. If I could see just one World Series win, then I'd be buried with a grin. But once again, next year is here, and hope begins another year.
We give so much, give our time and our money. We buy garages from Dan Lee and just for you. We drink old style and we pay you $6.50, though just between you and me, that's not good brew. And the price tag to get hit with some concrete that will crumble in our seat is 52. They say we're angry, but how angry can we be when the Cup security's like 92? And we can wait 100 years, but we can't wait even 1 year more. It's been a whole damn century. It's time to even up the scores. The wedding, 69 and 84, and needed just 5 outs more, 2003. Then a bridesmaid, 32 and 35, and 38 and 45, close as can be. This year we're betting that we're gonna have a wedding. Cubby's gonna buy us all a series ring, a celebration. Gonna trample Cubby Nation like that filings basement bridal sale thing. Cause we can wait 100 years, but we can't wait even 1 year more. It's been a whole damn century. It's time to even up the score. Lupinella, Lupinella, it's time to get your Cubby fan some bling. Lupinella, Lupinella, this is the year the Cubs will finally get the ring. No more call chats, no more balls through Leon's legs, no more disregard for Greg, no trading Lou, no more Garvey, no fans reaching in the park, and please no more Will Clark or Steven Drew. No more next year, that's the phrase that we all fear, that's why we drown ourselves in beer while dressed in blue. A celebration for the suffering Cubby Nation, nothing short of that my friends will ever do. Your fans have waited long enough for you, yeah. Cause we can wait 100 years, but we can't wait even 1 year more. It's been a whole damn century. It's time to even up the score. Lupinella, Lupinella, it's time to get your Cubby fans some bling. Lupinella, Lupinella, this is the year the Cubs will finally get the ring. Fukudobe, Fukudobe, show these other Cubbies your discipline. Fukudobe, Fukudobe, show these other Cubs that you know how to win. Cause we can wait 100 years, but we can't wait even 1 year more. It's been a whole damn century. It's time to even up the score.
Come on, Cubbies! Yeah!
It was down at the Cubby Bear Barroom. Pennant fever was in the air. The draft beer flowed as usual, and the usual diehards were there. On my right stood the ghost of Steve Goodman, less than a block from Wrigley Field. He turned to the drum solo around him, then he bowed his head and he kneeled. I've been up there now for more than 2 decades, in that great ballpark in the sky. But down here the Cubs are still in limbo, and nobody can tell me why. Let 'em win, let 'em win, God, I'm begging, won't you listen to my plea? That team that haunts the graveyard called Wrigley, it deserves a taste of victory. Well, I dreamed I saw the 69 Cubbies just before the September swoon. Ron Santo clicked his heels and they were winning, but the celebrating started too soon. Ernie said, let's play two, and Lord, he meant it. The Cubs were gonna shine in 69, but the miracle Mets kept on coming, and our shouts of joy turned into wine. It's not like there's never a reason, there's a scapegoat for every collapse. There's a new bum every season, wearing those bright blue Cubby Bear caps. In 84 we blamed it on Bull Durham. It was Bartman in 03. This year no doubt we'll blame Dempster for filling up those bases for free. But let it go, all you Cub fans, wherever you may be, 'cause deep down you knew it wouldn't happen. Hey, it's only been one century. Don't begrudge Fukudome all his millions, or Big Z all those busted bats. Thank the club for their fan appreciation and all those Billy Williams Hall of Fame hats. Wait till next year, but watch what you wait for. Don't expect miracles too soon. Next year the Cubs can set a new record for sleeping longer than Brigadoon. When I die, I want you to bury me in my bright blue Cubby cap. Tell my friends I'm only sleeping, I'm just taking my 100-year nap. I may be cut down by a shattered Louisville slugger, or blowed away by a cannonball, but that team that haunts the graveyard called Wrigley, they were the cause of it all.
A 100 years were worth the wait. Hey Chicago, set the date. We're gonna party like in 1908. The pizza bums won't be late. It's time for us to celebrate. Pat and Ronnie can call it fate. We're gonna party like in 1908.
It's our team.
Let's do it for you.
It's our time.
Let's do it for you.
It's our dream.
Check it out. Let's do it.
We're gonna win like a 1908.
And it's great. 100 years were worth the wait. Hey Chicago, set the date. We're gonna party like in 1908.
It's our team.
Let's do it for you.
It's our time.
Let's do it for you.
It's our dream.
Let's do it for you.
We're gonna win like in 1908.
It's our team.
Let's do it for you.
It's our time.
Let's
play too. It's our dream.
Let's do it for you.
We're gonna win like in 1908.
Day I was born, one sunny April morning, I heard my daddy say, let's go see the Cubbies play. He cut my cord and then we got in the station wagon in less time than you could say.
No way.
We were watching a baseball game, not just any game, you see. We were at good old Wrigley. I bleed Cubby blue. That's just what Cub fans do. I bleed Cubby blue. it flows within me. I bleed Cubby Blue, no other blood will do. I bleed Cubby Blue, Cubby Blue, Cubby Blue. From that day on till now, I've been saying holy cow. And any game I play, you know, I play two, cause Ernie says so. I like Ivy, I hate goats. I love to watch those sailing boats from up high on Wrigley Field. That's heaven, that's the place where I love to go and stay and watch my Cubbies play. I bleed Cubby Blue, that's just what Cub fans do. I bleed Cubby Blue, it flows within me. I bleed Cubby Blue, no other blood will do. I bleed Cubby Blue, Cubby Blue, Cubby Blue. If you're a Cubby fan, then you know who I am, cause we've both been through it all. Disappointment, so much heartbreak, but here we go again. This year could be the year when we see our dreams come true, and thank God we're bleeding blue. I bleed Cubby Blue, that's just what Cub fans do. I bleed Cubby Blue, it flows within me. I bleed Cubby Blue, no other blood will do. I bleed Cubby Blue, Cubby Blue, Cubby Blue. I bleed Cubby Blue, that's just what Cub fans do. I bleed Cubby Blue, it flows within me. I bleed Cubby Blue, no other blood will do. I bleed Cubby Blue.
Well, I just think it's a catchy song. All right, sport, let's lay a track down, huh? Listen, you're not going to put this on the Interlink now, are you? Good. Woo! Okay, Gary. A one, a two, a three. Baseball's underway. Ready for a brand new day. Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna today. Go, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Go, 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 Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Go, 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 say Cubs are gonna win. Everybody, congratulating everybody. And the National League. This year, this is the year. You're real. Come on down to Wrigley Field. I sing. Go, Cubs, go. Let me hear ya. Oh, hey, sure. Oh, you say the Cubs are gonna win today. Go. Oh, Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago! The Cubs are gonna win today. It's here again. WGN. Hey! Very good. We have fans again. Oh, go Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Look at that. Yay, very good. Hey, look at Miss Chicago. Ooh, boy, what do you say? Everybody here, you're good. Oh, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Say hey, the Cubs are gonna win today. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! And what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today. Hey, go Cubs, go! Hey Chicago, you say? Holy cow! Oh, Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Hey! Very good!
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, or, I don't know, whatever. And welcome again to another edition of the Bit Slap. Yes, it's me again, and guess what? I promised you last week, and here it comes. You heard it here first, and probably last, but we're saluting the Chicago Cubs this week. The Cubs are languishing in mediocrity yet again this year, and I found all this crap on YouTube, so now it's your turn. So we started with Jim Belushi and the Sacred Hearts, whoever they are. Go Cubs Go. Tom LaTourette, two from him. We heard 99 years of Cub losses, and we can wait 100 years. Paul Cioe, I think, C-I-O-E, whatever. I would say Cioe. I could be wrong. And that was Cubby Bear Blues. Double Hay after that, like in 1908. Kevin Hendrickson, I Bleed Cubby Blue, and somebody calling himself Harry Carey. Not sure if it was him or not. And his version of Go Cubs Go. So okay, so we're dealing with the Cubs this week. I promise you there will not be any more next week. I could do a third if I was really nasty, but I won't. And once again, I'll put out a call to all you Cubs fans if you're out there. How do you do it? Really, let me know, because the New York Mets are on their way to becoming the Chicago Cubs of 2010. So let me know how you do it, and I will pass those suggestions along to other Mets fans. So stay tuned. Batter up. Smoke them if you got them. Eat them if you need them. Whatever. But coming up, salute to some of the players and personalities. So let's get to it.
Hey there, Pinella, Cubs fans used to be quite giddy. Your team's big run at the Brewers captivated the whole city. We wore blue. Now all you seem to do is lose and play like poo. Hey there, Pinella, we no longer have Alfonso Dealey. Can't hit any homers. There's a guy who looks like Bozo playing left field. Why won't Aramis friggin' heal? What's the deal? Oh, make a move, Hendry. 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 Hendry.
Side is standing tall with pride. Now that our boys can win, Woo Woo can wear a grin. Because when October comes, we'll be at Wrigley. Soriano and Lee will be getting jiggy. The riot has hit the ground running. We all know Barrett had it coming. Now the odds look better than ever. Doesn't hurt that we are in the Central. We can win it with our sweet fella. The pennant is in sight thanks to Pinella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under sweet Lou Pinella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under sweet Lou Pinella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Take us there, Lou Pinella. Ella, Ella, eh, 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 eh.
The Roos is a drunk. Ozzy Guillen es uno punk. Lou puts them all to shame. Throwing bases and taking names. Riggleman couldn't get her done. Dusty Baker was not the one.
Not the one.
But now stars are in place for the NL pennant race. Because Kendall was such a key replacement.
basement. We've got Button Chain down in the basement. Zambrano and Hill will mow you down. Then Ramirez will send a ball down town. Jock Jones will flash some leather. We hear Mark Pryor's getting better. So what if our bullpen isn't stellar? We can still win with our Lupinella.
Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh.
Under sweet Lupinella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under sweet Lupinella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Take us there, Lupinella. Ella, Ella, eh, 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 eh.
Love it when you storm the field. Scream at the blue until you're red. Throw second base, oh Lou. Kick your hat, you stud. Lou's got us psyched about the crown. Won't let Rex Grossman get us down. No, because when October comes, we'll be at Wrigley. Prince Fielder is clearly Piggly.
Clearly.
Getting good vibes from Kerry Wood. When's the last time the Brewers were any good?
Never.
The Cards are such a weak teamer. I mean, who starts Yadier Molina? Sweet Lou even made the double race sweller.
Sorta.
Cards will win it all with our Lupinella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under sweet Lupinella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh. Eh, under sweet Lupinella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh.
Take us there, Lupinella. Ella, Ella, eh, 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 eh.
Cubs win, win.
Oh,
baby, we win, win. The Roos is such a wino. Fontenot may be the next rhino. Go Cubbies, Cubbies.
Re-sign Henry Rowan
Gardner. Oh, baby, don't need no Sosa. His cork and Primo won't do. We will win under Lou.
Oh,
Cubs win. Oh, Cubs win. Ella, 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 Ella.
Hey, who? Hey, who? Hey, who?
Clark and Iris song. Cover me in Ave. Cause we all know where we've been and where we want to go again. Been searching overseas and found a golden glove right fielder. He's Japanese and I hear he lives to win. By the time we brought a dragon ale, Funky Dome, bring it home. Funky Dome, we come on. Funky Dome.
I really like this tip. I do.
Funky Dome, tell me you. Funky Dome, hit home runs too. Funky Dome. Life is great, Cubs win. Watches every step and records every breath. Talk about his every move and tell us what he's going to do. I say, take him to the clock and add his song. Cover him in Ave. Let time bring out the cup in him. Let's go get a series away on Funky Dome, bring it home. Funky Dome, we come on. Funky Dome.
Coach K is one part of a great team.
Funky Dome, tell me you. Funky Dome, hit home runs too. Funky Dome. Life is great, Cubs win. I know it's been 100 years. I know it seems so long. Now that there's a dragon here, let's
take care of that Billy Goat. Fokodome, you are home. Fokodome, you're not alone. Fokodome.
Jorge Fokodome has fit right in with this ball club.
Fokodome, tell me you. Fokodome hit home runs too. Fokodome, life is great, Cubs win.
Kosuke just may put his team over the top.
Life is great, Cubs win.
We should get used to saying that around here.
When the Cubs find themselves in times of trouble, trailing by two or three, he hits it on to Waveland, Derek Lee. A bad throw from Aramis, there's no panic for the world to see. He's a gold glover, Derek Lee. Derek Lee. Derek Lee, beloved by all of Cubdom, Derek Lee.
I like Richo. I thought he pitched very well for us after watching him in spring before the exhibition game started. You know, he's serious about his business, and he goes out after you, and Rich can win a lot of ball games for us this year.
Cubs had bad pitchers since I was young. Scanlon, Harkey, and Mark Clark all threw like dung. But now they've got this stud. After all those clowns, Rich Hill's the one to win the Cubs the NL crown. Rich Hill's the one, might end up in Cooperstown. Hill's the one, we're World Series bound. Cubs fans having fun, 'cause Rich Hill's the one. Rich Hill's the one who can hide his pitch. Hill's the one who says, hit that bitch. Cubs fans having fun, 'cause Rich Hill's the one. And Rich Hill's the one, I love 53. Hill's the one, he's not nuts like Big Z. Cubs fans having fun, and Rich Hill's the one.
A well-pitched game and a win tonight. Zambrano, Zambrano, if you can't find the plate, don't point fingers at your team. Zambrano, whoa. All we want from you is not to be a crazy lunatic tonight. Zambrano, Zambrano, just accept the strike zone is small and stop staring down the umps.
Not really sure if he can win the Cy Young. Zambrano, yeah. When he thinks breaking bats over his head is fun. Can he get through the eighth? It's home runs at the plate. Zambrano, yeah. Sometimes he dominates. But I don't think he's their ace.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Here's what would happen if
Betty Vedder channeled Lee Elia for his new song.
Those f***ing fans who come out here and say, stuff it up, those f***ing people who show up every f***ing day. I'll tell you one f***ing thing, I hope we get f***ing hotter than shit. You can kiss my f***ing ass right downtown and print it. If you wanna rip somebody, rip my f***ing ass. We got guys busting their f***ing ass. They're really behind you, my f***ing ass. They ought to go out and get a f***ing job. Yeah, they ought to go out and get a f***ing job. What the f*** am I supposed to do? Let my f***ing players get destroyed. For the f***ing nickel dime people who always turn up. That's why they're at the f***ing game. Motherfuckers don't work. It'll take more than a 5-12 to destroy this club. There's some f***ing pros out there and they wanna win. But you're stuck in a f***ing stigma, f***ing situation. F***ing Dodgers, f***ing Phillies, and all that cheap shit. A f***ing playground for 15%. Yeah, a f***ing playground for 15%. A f***ing playground for 15%. Rip them motherfuckers, rip them cocksuckers too. Rip them like the f***ing players and them f***ing people boo. If they're real Chicago f***ing fans, they can kiss my f***ing ass. Don't see the progress, 143 f***ing games left. 85% of the f***ing world's working, or 15 come here. Ought to find out what it's like, ought to f***ing live in this year. This organization's been winners their whole f***ing life. They don't show cause we're 5-14. Yeah, they don't show cause we're 5-14. I wish I hadn't talked to Les Grobstein.
Never before has a city been so inspired by the vocal croonings of one man. And now, me and you and Ronnie Wu can be yours on CD, complete with legendary hits like Dedication.
Mark. Woo! Grace. Woo! Mark. Woo! Grace. Woo!
Or Heroes Past.
Rick. Woo! Suckling. Woo! Rick. Woo! Suckling. Woo!
It even includes the smash hit Endurance.
Cause go, 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 world, Siri.
For only $20, you can own Me and You and Ronnie Wu, now available in selected music stores.
October 15th, 2003. Cub fans remember it like it was yesterday. The beloved Cubbies are on the brink of their first trip to the World Series since 1945. Only 5 outs to go. Fall Classic, here we come. But wait, a pop fly, drifting foul. It might be playable. He's got a chance. What? No! The hopes and dreams of Cub fans worldwide are ruined by a fan. A clumsy attempt to catch a souvenir ends in disaster. The Cubs lost the game. The series, all chances for World Series glory were dashed by one single inept fan. Who is this fan? What was he thinking? Where did he come from? Now these questions are finally answered by a comic book entitled The Fan. Some of the greatest Chicagoans of all time tell the infamous story of The Fan. The Fan, a unique satirical biocomic, is available for the first time anywhere. The Fan delves into the psyche of this troubled young man as it comforts the souls of Cub fans everywhere. Have fun naming the greatest Chicagoans. At last, find out what was he listening to. Order your copy of The Fan today.
Hey, here's a little Christmas song for our Cub fan friends. Merry Christmas. It's going to be a long year for you. Moises Alou could have caught that ball. The Cubs won't play this fall.
When I woke that fateful morning, I got down on my knees to pray. I prayed to God that my Cubbies would win that playoff game.
Alex Gonzalez, you gotta turn to. Another Cub year is through.
I sat down in my section, and I turned my Walkman on. Even though I'm sitting at the playoff game, I like to listen to Pat and Ron.
Even though he's not the one who gave up 8 runs. The Cubbies, my friend, are done.
I had my eyes glued on that baseball, caught up in the moment right from the start. I swear I didn't know that ball was playable. I apologize from the bottom of this Cub fan's broken heart.
Or Sam Sianis is a cursed goat. I got a chicken bone in my throat. Or Sam Sianis is a cursed goat. I got a chicken bone in my throat. I got a chicken bone in my throat.
I'm choking. Cubs win.
Holy cow. Bartman spelled backwards is idiot.
Alrighty, the Steve Bartman incident is solved. He did it. He admits it. And if you check my playlist page, you'll find links to all kinds of videos about him and other things attached to all these songs. I got all these songs today and, of course, last week off of YouTube. And I've included links to the actual videos on my playlist page. You have to be able to find the playlist page. If you got this far, then you pass the playlist page on the way in. But go check it out, because I promise to put them up right away so you can check it out. It's really worth doing. So do it, damn it. We started with Mac Jerko and Harry. Apparently they're radio people on ESPN Radio. I wouldn't know. I don't go that low. But that was, apparently they do satire songs, and that was Hey There, Pinella. Based on, you probably know what, I don't. But there it is. Jeremy Round, the Lou Pinella Umbrella song. Based probably on something else, too. An anonymous person, Fukudome, bringing it homie. He is the Japanese phenom of the Cubs. Every team seems to have one nowadays. And then, kind of a medley, Derek Lee and Rich Hill from Mac Jerko and Harry again. We tried to do the Zambrano song, but I just didn't have the heart. And then Tom La Tourette, All the Way, as told by Lee Elia, as would be told by Lee Elia. Lee Elia had a vicious tirade that made the rounds. And then me and you and Ronnie Wu. Ronnie Wu was the biggest Cubs fan of them all. And definitely check out the videos attached to him, because he's one of a kind. And then we had a couple of things about the Steve Bartman incident, the kind of an explanation, and then go blame it on Steve Bartman from Tom La Tourette. Here comes more. Go to the video page.
I got my glove in my hair and my mama's keys, and I headed out towards the door. It doesn't take too long to get there, down Interstate 94. Getting close to Clark and Addison, just get me to the game on time. With a scorecard and a hot dog, I enter the friendly confines. Let's go to Wrigley and see the Cubs play ball. Let's go to Wrigley and yell out, holy cow. Remember singing with Harry, hang out with all the fans. Let's go to Wrigley and see the Cubbies win. Well, hope springs eternal in this Midwest baseball shrine. I'm sure it was great in 1908, but I can't go back in time. So get behind the Cubs, Chicago. This just might be the year that we have a team that's gonna win it all and give the goat a kick in the rear. Let's go to Wrigley and see the Cubs play ball. Let's go to Wrigley and yell out, holy cow. Remember singing with Harry, hang out with all the fans. Let's go to Wrigley and see the Cubbies win. Let's go to Wrigley and see the Cubs play ball. Let's go to Wrigley and yell out, holy cow. Remember singing with Harry, hang out with all the fans. Let's go to Wrigley and see the Cubbies win. Let's go to Wrigley and see the Cubbies. We love the Cubbies. We know the Cubbies will win.
Cubs fans, it could be, it might be, it is.
Holy cow!
Take it out on some little man. Well, why would anyone want to mess with the Cubs' legacy? Only a man who doesn't know what it is to believe. Well, it's Wrigley Field to me, and that's the way it needs to be. But it's 1, 2, 3. Our spirits will never die. Just watch that seventh inning when our souls come to life. And I don't think you understand who you're messing with. I'm a blue-blooded Cubs fan, and Wrigley's just a part of it. Well, I remember when I was little and I saw that field of gold. I asked my father how they built it, and he said only God knows. But once I saw it, I knew that I would never be the same. It would never be just the ball and bat, never just the game. And there's only one place where the Cubbies should be known, in the friendly confines that we call our home. And it saddens me to think we shouldn't care about the change. It's like saying love is just a word and Wrigley's just a name. But it's Wrigley Field to me, and that's the way it needs to be. For it's 1, 2, 3. Our spirits will never die. Just watch that seventh inning when our souls come to life. And I don't think you understand who you're messing with. I'm a blue-blooded Cubs fan, and Wrigley's just a part of it. You better go to Black Hat to ski by men. Nothing would compare to this new sin. So don't you go around and screw with history, cause we've got the most in the industry. Wrigley has a special atmosphere. Bleach
doesn't hear the Selwood say what's in a name. Tradition, memories, and history in this game is Wrigley Field to me, and that's the way it needs to be. But it's 1, 2, 3. Our spirits will never die. Just watch that sudden ebbing when our souls come to life. Now I don't think you understand who you're messing with. I'm a blue-blooded cub stand and Wrigley's just a part of it. But it's 1, 2, 3. It's just a sign of the times when a boy might sell his soul for some nickels or some dimes. So please keep Wrigley the name it's always been, so Harry can keep on smiling on his throne in heaven. It's Wrigley Field to me, and it's Wrigley Field to us. For Wrigley Field you cannot touch, for Wrigley Field we trust.
This is a warning. Ownership is poised to sell Wrigley Field's naming rights to the highest corporate bidder. The story you're about to see is a nightmare scenario set to unfold if baseball fans don't act. Introducing Deep Discount PC Memory Warehouse.com Field.
What Wrigley Field did for gum, Deep Discount PC Memory Warehouse.com Field is going to do for RAM. Our RAM. Jason, do you know what just happened? Do you know what just happened?
Something good has finally happened to me. Pinch me. Jason, pinch me.
The area in Chicago where Wrigley Stadium is called Wrigleyville. Now, the entire borough will be known as Deep Discount PC Memory Warehouse.comville.
I got the naming rights. To Wrigley Field.
You got that?
Yes.
If we build it, they will come to our website. That is my mantra. What are some potential nicknames for the Deep Discount PC Memory Warehouse.com field?
What if you're like, let's go down to the DDPCMW?
No, it sounds like a license plate. I don't like that.
The big D.
It sounds kind of dirty or something. I don't like that either. Right. It sounds stupid. Like Wrigley became such a tradition and such an important name for Wrigley Field, now Deep Discount PC Memory Warehouse.com will become that same tradition. I feel like we saved something from being crappy, like some other crappy corporate name.
You can have the goat, you can drink my beer, sit next to Steve Bartman and chew his ear. You can have all my money,
my allowance too,
in exchange for the single solitary thing I ask of you. Give me the Ivy and Shrouded, the place that we're proud of, museum of green and endangered species called Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field!
Don't tread on the name for personal gain. Our national treasure deserves something better. My Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field. Wrigley Field.
No, this ain't about you. It's about being true to Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field. Wrigley Field.
Born and raised in the city, so you should know you don't go messing with Chicago. You don't pollute and you don't steal, and you sure as heck don't change the name of Wrigley Field. Give me the ivy and trout in the place that we're proud of. Museum of green and endangered species called Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field! Wrigley Field!
Don't tread on the name for personal gain. Our national treasure deserves something better. My Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field! Wrigley Field!
No, this ain't about you. It's about being true to Wrigley Field.
Up in the air, and the wind blowing out. Yeah, the wind was a little boy, I couldn't wait to make that trip to Wrigley Field. And we walked up to the gate, and I still couldn't wait to walk up those steps and see her sitting there. With the bricks and the ivy and the old scoreboard and the flag that showed that the wind blowing out, yeah, the wind blowing out, and the wind blowing out, and the cobbies win, yeah, the cobbies win, and the cobbies win. Every year since I was a little boy, I couldn't wait to make that trip.
Yes, the grand finale is here, and I'd like to congratulate you for making it through this whole show with probably a minimum of illness. And if you listened last week, congratulations, you made it twice as far as anybody who just made it today. I am green with envy, and I am green with jealousy over the amount of fan support that the Cubs have. If the Yankees were not a winning team, you wouldn't see that here. You're already seeing how everybody deserts the Mets already, right? So, that takes care of that. We just had a set of Wrigley Field songs back in, I think, 2007 or so. Sam Zell, who, some rich guy, bought the Cubs and thought he'd make some money by selling the naming rights, and the Chicago Tribune, who used to own the Cubs, staged a contest. Send us your Don't Change the Wrigley Field name. So we started with Let's Go to Wrigley, Anonymous. That wasn't one of them, but then somebody named Garrett, It's Wrigley Field to Me. Wrigley Field from Charlie Stewart. Wrigley Field Forever from somebody anonymous. The scariest one, Deep Discount PC Memory Warehouse.com Field from Jim Beam. The Wrigley Field Blues from Steve McKenna and his family. And We're Not Going to Change It from Kate Hamilton and the Tribunes. And that was actually the winner, even though they worked for the Tribune and had an in for the contest people. I think that was the best anyway. So, and I don't think anybody got upset. And then The Wind's Blowing Out at Waveland and Kark from Ted Nordstrom. So, okay. Thank you for supporting the Cubs. Thank you for supporting the Bitslap. Thank you for supporting WFMU. And thank you for supporting yourself. I guess that about covers everybody. And I will see you next week. Here's a mystery tune for you. I don't think it's the real person, but it's definitely kind of strange and well worth the title of mystery. Next week, I promise to have something entirely different and perhaps entertaining for you. So tune in then, and I will see you then. Go Cubs!
Chauffeur, mets-toi sous côté, mandez-moi chance, ma quitte wale. Si vous dites ça, wa fait m'étonner. Si m'étonner, ma frappe comme à terre.
Everybody, and welcome back to WK5T Radio. Tonight we have a special guest. It's the late, great Harry Carey. He's here to spread his holiday cheer. Harry, welcome to the studio.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here. Thanks for the warm introduction, Steve.
Actually, Harry, my name is Phil, but it's okay. I can definitely let that slide.
I'm sorry. I'm so used to working with Steve Stout. Back when I was doing the baseball broadcast of the Cubs games, I really feel.
That's right, Harry. I know that you worked with Steve. But anyway, you know, since you're here, I was just wondering if you wanted to, do anything special for the children around the world this Christmas season.
For the children around the world? What? Do I do, like, fly anywhere? I don't have any frequent flyer miles. They all expired about 5 years ago.
Harry, you just need to, is there any sort of message you want to give, or maybe sing a song or anything?
Oh, hey, this is the time of the year that I like to sit around the fire and drink some eggnog and eat those giant wheels of cheese. Those are my favorite holiday treat since I was a little tyke. Wait, am I supposed to say something?
Harry, I know that we were talking earlier that you like to sing. You were telling me that you like to sing that song, Oh Holy Night.
Oh, holy cow is a phrase that I usually say during the Cubs games when there's a spectacular play by one of the players.
All right, Harry, I'll tell you what, I'll start playing the guitar and then you just go ahead and fill in the rest.
That sounds like a great idea. Let me finish my ice cold Budweiser. Okay, I'm ready where you are.
All right, Harry. Well, this is "Oh Holy Night" by Harry Carey, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, holy cow! Hey, Steve, you're supposed to play the right chords, but I'm going to forget the lyrics if you don't play the right stuff. I mean, Stephen. Sorry. Oh, holy cow! The Cubs have lost another game. It is the night of our dear Cubby's curse. Long play the team. What did I say about playing the wrong chords, dude? My Budweiser's gonna get warm. It's gonna taste like crap. Here we go again. Long play the team. And Winston Urson hunt forever till they appeared and the fans lost their worth. A century of hope, the weary fan rejoices. Hey, for yonder breaks a new and horrible loss. Fall on your knees, hey. I'll hear the umpire's voices. Oh, night we cry. Oh, night when the curse was born.
Wake up.
Hey, all night we cry. All night, tonight we cry. Holy cow, that was brutal to get through that one. Where the hell did you learn to play the guitar like that? You sounded like a dumpster playing some kind of Cabbage Patch tune.
Sorry, Harry, I tried to keep up with you, but anyway, Harry, thank you for being on our show. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to anybody, to all your fans, all your children?
What? Huh?
Harry, we're still on the air.
Oh, hey, everybody! Make sure you eat your greens as you stay at school. And grab an ice-cold Budweiser and enjoy the game. We're out of time, everybody. Cubs win. Cubs win.